This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
7:15 in the AM, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. 7:16 now. Jadeveon Clowney is out there, Cordell Woodland.
Mm-hmm.
The Ravens went out and did a great job in the draft getting Mike Green in the second round after he fell with some off-the-field issues. They took a flyer on him, picked him up in spite of those issues. I love it. He was my number one choice in the draft. When I heard about the character issues, I didn't think they'd get him. So safety that he got was actually my number one after that. So I got both of the guys that I wanted.
You good.
However, I would love to have a veteran presence along with this guy coming off the edge.
Yeah, I don't think you can have too many pass rushers. If there's one lesson to be learned from the Philadelphia Eagles, not even just from this recent Super Bowl run, you can even go back to the one that they won a few years back with Nick Foles at quarterback. They have pass rush groups. Mm-hmm. They have units, and it's not just one to two to even three guys that they send after the quarterback. They come in bunches. They come in waves.
That's why they're always at the top of the league in sacks, despite not having a premier rusher.
And they keep their guys fresh. And you think about a guy like a Jadeveon Clowney coming back here. I think his snap count was pretty high 2 years ago when he was here with Baltimore, where, you know, he tied his career high in sacks with 9.5. But I can't help but wonder, bringing Clowney back now with Van Noy, with Matt Abike, with Mike Green, Adafe Owe coming off a double-digit sack season. And who knows, maybe Tavius Robinson takes a step forward in getting after the quarterback. I'm not as optimistic on guys like David Ajabo as people are, but they have guys. And so if you can convince me that giving Jadeveon Clowney and Kyle Van Noy like a third or a quarter of the snaps that they're used to getting, giving that to them now and maybe less turns into more, I could buy that. But I think that needs that was a big point for the Ravens defense going into the offseason, finding ways to get after the quarterback more, finding ways to get after the quarterback and gotta have his situations, passing down situations and kind of going with that, forcing more turnover. So I'd like to see Clowney back. I think that he's probably it makes all the sense in the world for him to be on their radar. Yeah. I'm curious to see what the price point would be.
Why not Khalil Mack?
Well,
Khalil Mack has not missed any significant games now in 4 years, since 2021. I know he's, 34 years old now, but he had 6 sacks last year. Clowney had 5.5. 2 years ago, he had 17 sacks. I think you put him along with that. I just think in terms of getting his hands on a quarterback, I like him. I like what Clowney does. Now, if you're telling me you like the fact that Clowney can set the edge better, which he's phenomenal at, okay, I'm buying into Clowney. But if we're getting someone who's going to get to the quarterback, I like Khalil Mack.
I mean, Khalil Mack has done it at one of the highest levels. I mean, we're talking about a dude that had 17 sacks 2 years ago. So I mean, I would take Khalil Mack over Clowney, and the injury questions with Clowney, you don't necessarily have those with Khalil Mack. So, yeah, I mean, you can't go wrong with either of them. If I had the choice, I'd take Khalil Mack. He'll probably cost a little more, and that, I think, could end up being the difference. The Ravens, like, especially this time of year, they're looking to bargain bin shop a little bit. And so if Owe wasn't coming off the year that he had, and maybe you don't have Mike Green, I could see them willing to spend what it may take to get Khalil Mack, even though he's like 34 years old. He's going to cost a nice amount. I think he's going to cost more than.
We're going to have Brian McFarland on the show in the 8 o'clock hour. Mm-hmm. We'll ask him, can the Ravens afford something like that?
Yeah.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Another guy that's out there, a little younger, Josh Sweat is still a free agent, am I right?
Is Josh Sweat a free agent?
He was a free agent when I checked a couple of weeks ago. I don't think anybody signed him as of yet.
It looks like he's with the Cardinals.
Oh, he's with the Cardinals. Okay. All right. My fault. Then, never mind then. A couple of weeks ago when I checked, he was out there. So Cardinals,
he's coming off of a Super Bowl run. He had a really good year. Honestly, he could have been Super Bowl MVP as good as he played. So with him, with you saying he was still out there a couple of weeks ago, it probably was just him looking for the right type of deal because, yeah, he earned himself a nice amount of money, but also the production may not always, go along with that. Yeah.
4 years, $76 million. I love him. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Soul Patrol, myself and Cordell Woodland. If they did nothing, would you be happy going into the season with what they have right now as far as pass rusher?
I'd take it, but it's not going to make me feel much differently about this pass rush than I have compared to years past. I mean, and look, last year they were second in the league in sacks. The year before that, they led the league in sacks. So this has been a team that has been relatively really good, elite, I should say, at getting after the quarterback. But again, the numbers don't always tell
Chuck
the
Smith,
story.
Baby.
Chuck Smith has been great. He's been a godsend for them, no doubt. He was one of their biggest offseason acquisitions, player or coach. But I think the big thing for them is the situational pass rush. Third downs, fourth quarter, generating turnovers.
When you got to get one.
That's what needs to change
when
for them.
Gotta
when you
got to
have it, they haven't had a guy that can go get the quarterback when you need it. Maybe they have that now in Mike Green.
Pass rushers, to me, are just like having that receiver, like having that running back. Everybody knows it's third and one, you're going to run the football. Yep. Everybody knows it. You still give it to Derrick Henry.
Yeah.
You know, it's third and long. Everybody knows you're keying on, you know, Mark Andrews, Isaiah Likely, whomever that guy is. He still picks up the first down. Everybody knows this edge rusher is coming off the edge. Either he's going to get to the quarterback or he's going to disrupt things so badly that play is not going to happen. We have not had that guy in years.
No. And I wonder if a piece of that has been, has been a little bit of a crutch for the Ravens because they could lean back on the, they're smart people. So I think they understand they need the situational pass rush. But I do think it's easy to fall in love looking at the numbers and seeing where they rank in the league in sacks. But you look at their pressure rates and stuff, it doesn't always go hand in hand.
I was smiling because we had this inside joke on this show. about quarterback pressures.
Mm-hmm.
And I say in this era, quarterback pressures mean nothing. You got to bring me down because these guys right now, if you
they're
flush them out of the pocket,
they're
going to run. They can throw on the run.
Mm-hmm.
Pressures don't mean what they used to mean back in the day. It disrupt my timing. 4-4. That's what I run in a 40. I'm gone. I mean,
yeah.
You got to bring quarterbacks down now. That whole quarterback hits, quarterback rushes, quarterback hurries, these guys don't rattle like that anymore.
No, I mean, these dudes are making a living off of throwing under pressure, and they're tougher to get down than ever before, which is why sometimes I feel for these pass rushers when they're taking a quarterback down by his legs and they're getting flagged for going too low. It's like, dude, I got to get his legs because, I mean, how else do you expect me to tackle a guy like Lamar Jackson?
Yeah.
You want me to go, or Josh Allen? You want me to try to hit Josh Allen up high? I got to get his legs. It's the only way.
I call Josh Allen a more athletic version of Ben Roethlisberger.
Mm-hmm.
That's
these are
what he
big
is.
Dudes, man. These are big dudes, and they're agile. Lamar, I mean, Jaden Daniels, he's as slim as they come, but he's not easy to get.
And he doesn't take big hits.
No.
He knows how to avoid big hits.
Jalen Hurts, I mean, you got quarterbacks now that they're ready for contact. They're ready to break these tackles. They're not just drop. You don't have the Brett Favre giving himself up or
right.
Michael Strahan, you know, giving them records and stuff. That's not happening these days.
410-583-1057 is the number. I'm still a little butthurt about that, man. That was a punk-ass move, man.
Who's the dude that had the record?
Yeah, Mark Gastineau.
Yeah, he was pissed.
He should be.
Yeah.
He's going to give up
a record.
It changed
his life.
Yeah, come on, man.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now. And what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.